1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 911. Sketch 1,129. Winkle.
Listeners, we're just discussing go and annoy a spider and see if it lifts its front legs up at you like a tarantula or something.
I mean, I don't mind killing them, but don't annoy them.
It's almost a double standard, but hey ho.
That's nicely said.
So, Laura and I were at the Safe Hands comedy gig this Monday past. Which was nice and funny. Kitty Speed, who's apparently been listening to these, was present. Hello, Kitty. Thank you very much.
Hello, Kitty. We liked your comedy on Monday.
It was very good.
It was good.
What Laura doesn't know is what happened afterwards. So, I went for a drink with Vincent and a couple of others afterwards, which was all very nice and lovely. Mm-hmm. Then I went to go and get my bicycle.
A different Vincent, presumably.
And my bike was mainly still there where I had locked it up, except for its wheels, which had been plundered by some sod.
Oh, where did you lock it up?
Just next to the pub.
That happened to me as well. Years ago.
What would you do if I just held up now two bike wheels? Surprise!
Charge you my bus fare to work for the past few days. But
God love you. What a pain. But is there a market for second-hand wheels?
Presumably. Clearly, unless it's...
There must be.
I mean Alison needs one now.
Sell
so if anyone's selling any, if they're listening now...
God, Al, that's so annoying. What was that? Like 11 o'clock, half 11, you found that?
It was around about midnight, so...
God alive.
Yes, mercifully it's not
I mean,
there.
At least the Portmahon is round the corner from your house, so...
That is true. I had to walk home just carrying a frame. Which
the frame?
Was...
Oh, that's so sad.
Quite depressing.
That's so sad.
Probably looked like you just nicked it.
Well, exactly. That's what I was slightly concerned by, being stopped by the police, thinking...
Did you put the frame between your legs and sort of walk along as if you were riding?
It would have been a lovely image, but probably slightly impractical.
Like a little hobby bike.
Yes.
God love you. That's so annoying. I used to have a bike with a removable front wheel, and I used to chain it to the body because I knew that if I just left the wheel, someone would have that off.
Yeah, no, it's the first time that I've had quick-release wheels for any length of time.
So,
I think some people used to take it because so they'd find a bike that's changed by the front wheels, then they'd unhook that one, and then they'd find a bike changed by its back wheels, take its front wheel, and then can cycle off.
No.
Yeah, quite possible.
God.
That would work. Franken-bike.
Yeah.
Franken-bike. Al, I'm so sorry. I mean, it was a good night apart from that.
Yes. I mean, but yeah. When I first saw the frame dangling there, I could do nothing but laugh as I was A, slightly drunk, and B, an amusing image just to confront me.
When you said slightly drunk.
I was only slightly drunk.
How many pints did you add? You had at least two while I was there.
Four.
Four pints.
I know, on a Monday.
What a rock
stuff.
And roll man
Well, that's what you get at Safe Hands, listeners. You get a good time out on a Friday night.
And you pretty much all
on a Monday.
See one of us
on
there.
On a Monday night as well.
Anyway,
well, I'm
on
sorry
to brighter things. Thank you. So, this is a three-hander, which I believe I wrote. There's a him, I'll be the him. Laura, you be the her.
Yeah.
And let's say, as he's the only one who can probably be able to do the voice, Rich, you can be uncle.
Okay. I haven't looked this far yet to find out what that means, but we shall discover together, listeners.
What an opening line this is. Brace yourselves, listeners.
I've seen that.
Is that Henry Winkler?
In Stockport.
Really looks like him.
Seems unlikely.
Why?
What would he be doing here?
Don't know. Film?
Many films being made round here, you've heard about, Tony.
All right. Panto, then.
It's April.
Rehearsals.
Oh, yeah, the traditional 8 months leading to Aladdin.
I'm going to ask him.
Ask him what?
If he's Henry Winkler.
Pretty sure he knows if he is or not.
All right, then. I'm going to go up to him and say, hello, Mr. Winkler.
Bit formal.
Hello, Henry.
Bit informal.
Good day to you, Mr. Winkler.
Satisfactory.
Okay. Don't drink my pint.
Good day to you, Mr. Winkler.
Was it Henry Winkler?
No.
Who was it then?
Your Uncle Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Thought he looked familiar.
Shall we go?
Why?
I feel all self-conscious.
All right, then. I've finished your pint for you.
Thanks.
Off we go, then. See you, Uncle Arnold.
Hasta la vista, Tony.
Oh, I was listening to something the other day. I was on Apple Music looking for songs, looking for kids' songs, and I can't remember what song it was, but I put on one and it was a song I was expecting, but it was a different version with Arnold Schwarzenegger doing like a workout over the top of it. And I can't remember what song it was. It was mental. I don't know what I was listening to. Let me see if I can find what it is in these short seconds.
Okay.
Can't spell Schwarzenegger. Workout.
Pump it. Real good. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It was.
What's happening?
Oh, God, I can't
Simon and
it.
Pepper. I was going to say, if it's from one of his sort of workout video type, he did a couple of those in the 80s, I seem to remember.
Oh, I know what it was. It was It's Raining Men. So I was playing It's Raining Men and thinking, this isn't the beginning, which is, ha ha, we're your weather girls. But it was Arnold Schwarzenegger doing a workout. I'll see if I can play it. Hang on. Here we go.
We probably can't. We broadcast it due to copyright infringement.
This exercise is called the barbell curl. This is for the biceps.
This is for the biceps.
The biceps may not be as big as mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly. The key is always to keep your elbows stationary.
It's a great remix, in fairness.
Okay.
It goes really nicely with It's Raining Men.
Okay. Have you heard the Benjamin Netanyahu's cover? Israeli Men.
Let this gasp be the end of the podcast. Ugh.
That's not a gasp. Gasp is inwards. Gasp is inhalation.
Let this, oh, for fuck's sake, be the end of the podcast. Oh, for fuck's sake.
No.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Alistair Turvitt, and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.